The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.
Okay, Ray Silk, former All-Ireland winning captain with Galway, has joined Will O'Callaghan for the Gaelic football. But I want to talk about Donegal first, Jim McGuinness, Ray, because he says Donegal will not be thinking about the league final. It's very likely that the way it points out, it's going to be Galway-Donegal league final. But because the league comes so close afterwards, a week later, I think they're playing Derry in the championship.
Same round, yeah.
That he doesn't really have an interest in the league. That is not good for the status of the league, is it?
No, Matt, but we have said on a few occasions with different contributors that the league starts with a bit of a bang and it ends with a whimper. And I thought McGuinness made an awful lot of sense. The lines that really caught me is he said, we will have to do what is best for our players. And, you know, I would be putting Donegal in the top two or three to win the All-Ireland for sure. They were very unlucky in last year's All-Ireland semi-final. Galway got over that with a fortuitous enough goal in Gallen, Murphy's back, etc. But it's a very unfair situation for any manager to be put in that if they do achieve well, like it's like saying to a student, if you do well, if you get a distinction or a merit, I'm going to penalise you. So they're playing, their next round is against Tyrone at home. They have to, Tyrone want to win that. Then they're Armagh, and if they come first or second, they're in a league final. And the following week, 6 or 7 days later, 7 days later probably, they're playing Derry at home. Now, that's not what you want. So the people, I understand the split season. I understand the need for it. I advocated for it in many places. But you have to have a week minimum of a gap between a team potentially being in the league final and playing in the first round of the championship. Otherwise, you diminish the competition itself.
Because, well, possibly even more of a need for a break now, given the physical demands on the players of the new style of football, which a lot of coaching analysts, and particularly fitness analysts, are saying maybe an issue that there's an increased number of injuries, particularly things like hamstring injuries.
Yeah, muscle injuries are up. That is very much the feeling. I think the GPA report was out about a month ago, looking at what the first month, and we'll have, again, more detail after round five, because the Football Review Committee are set to meet to analyse everything that's happened so far. Injuries are being picked up. There's no doubt the players are now running more than they were, and in some cases having to sprint more than they were. Particularly goalkeepers are clocking up much bigger numbers than they would have been previously because of the 12-on-11 overloads. But I can understand where McGuinness is coming from as well, because of the way that this is laid out for the fixtures. And again, he can't decide the fixtures, but they finish off playing a lot of their Ulster rivals at the tail end of Division 1, teams who they're likely to play in Championship in fairly quick succession afterwards if they were to navigate that first round against Derry. So you could understand entirely if he was to say they're in a strong position now, they're not in any kind of relegation trouble, and now, funnily enough, despite Donegal starting the league particularly well, they might look at fringe players for the last two games before the final comes round. Because again,
I wonder, if they got to the final, would they play a weakened team in the final?
No, I think to even avoid getting there, and, you know,
we're not going to throw games.
No, and I wouldn't say that. And, you know, I was listening to you talking with Tony there beforehand, and Will, like, there's a lot of, I would call them nearly fanatical Liverpool supporters where I work, and they're all excited about winning the championship and win the premiership and win it. And that's how it should be. Not that we're having these conversations. And McGuinness is a very astute man, Matt, and I thought it was a good point. Throwing it back into GAA a little bit, how fair is it on Allianz that this is that potential situation? The fixtures people made an error of judgment by putting the first round of the so quickly beside the league final. And McGuinness is 100% right. If they win the league, it'll be fantastic and they could win the league. But if they get knocked out of Ulster very quickly, that'll soon be forgotten.
Well, then, should there be a league final? Should it just be that whoever comes top of the table after the games, that there's more incentive as to where you get in the table rather than being in the top two to get to the final?
That's an excellent solution, one they could look at, and they could maybe incentivise it in whatever way they deem appropriate, maybe help out the county board, maybe give O'Neill on board as well, maybe, and get 50,000 worth of gear that can be given out around the county, etc., etc. But yeah, maybe just scrap the league finals, but it's financial reasons that it's there. But if it gets to the situation where people are putting out weakened teams and fringe players, then that really devalues the league, and I don't think that's fair on anybody.
Okay. Paul says, GAA rules. Supporters love the new approach. Football is entertaining again. My tweaks in the existing rules. You can't bring a free kick outside the arc to get 2 points. Bring it back. And eliminate the 20-second kick-out time limit, but introduce yellow card for time-wasting similar to soccer.
I think Davy Burke, the Roscommon manager, actually brought up both of them after the Cork game of the weekend. He definitely brought up the idea that it shouldn't be a case that you can bring it out for a two-point shot.
Yeah. You take the free where the free actually happens rather than going out to get an extra point. New tweaks. Goalkeeper cannot come outside the 20-metre line, can only hand pass inside his own 45-metre line. After that, has to kick. After all, it's football. Less running, if more kicking. So McGuinness needn't worry about his lads doing too much running. What do you think, Ray? How do you think the rules are going? And do you think, is it putting too much strain and pressure on players? The speed at which the game has been played now, that is requiring a fitness level that might be beyond amateur players.
Well, I'll give you a quick smile. I was coming home from school today, Matt. I asked one of my 15-year-olds, I said, what do you think of the new rules? Now, he's a talented player, but he, like his father, he wouldn't be blessed with speed. And he said, well, these new rules aren't great, Dad. You have to have unbelievable pace to be one of the three inside. And this is coming down the tracks towards club level. Minor in Mike Cullen and minor in Kilmacode and Thomas Davis, etc. So it's whatever about it at county level, I think it's going to be fubar as regards it at club level, because the referees we have in Galway, many of them are fine fellas, but we've a lot of 45, 55, 60-year-old men refereeing games. They're turning around to see us a three up. They're watching this. It's going to be very, very difficult. And the guy whose quotes caught my eye most at the weekend, Matt, was Robbie Brennan, who he won an All-Ireland with Kilmacode. He won a county title with Dunboyne. He's a serious football guy. And he just said, it's not Gaelic football as I know it. And I do think that there's a lack of communication, and it's like we've been shoved rules down our throat to a certain degree. And in Tuam yesterday, there was a massive amount of confusion over what was going on with the last kick. I watched Dublin and Armagh, and at one stage I said, what's going on here? I couldn't understand fully what was happening. And we're football people. So I do think it has improved things, the zone, etc. But the 20 seconds for the goalie, I think that's unfair in the goalie. And I would agree with that contributor there. I don't think Shane Walsh could be about to take a 14-yard free, and then he's allowed to go back out and kick it over the bar. But the shots from distance has improved the games. But I'll tell you, one news is at the weekend, Dublin, it showed up a lot of difficulties with Desi Farrell. I just went through the team that won the All-Ireland in 2023, Matt, to now. Only four of the 2023 All-Ireland final team played against Armagh or started against Armagh.
Okay. You had other quotes, Will, didn't you, from managers in relation? Was it Robbie Brennan or somebody else?
The Robbie
else?
Brennan one is the one that stands out. So just to kind of follow on what Ray was saying there, he said, quote, it's a mix of outdoor basketball with a breeze, soccer-style defending with 11 behind the ball in a zonal situation, bit of rugby thrown in as well for a few scrums around the middle. God forbid we forget our rugby brethren. And that, of course, had followed controversy at Cusack Park with Meath and Westmeath as well, where the hooter didn't work properly. And Meath scored what would have been called a buzzer beater if the buzzer had been working. And there are some claims that it happened a second before the 35 minutes. There are some claims that it happened briefly afterwards. Depends if you're talking to the Westmeath stats team or the Meath stats team. And this is when the hooter had just been introduced outside Division 1, which is a shambles, because there's a piece in the Irish Examiner at the moment that apparently this was warned about weeks ago.
But hold on. Are these rules, Will, going to be for the Championship as well?
Yeah, well, look, the FRC can make a claim to Central Council to remove or amend rules throughout this calendar year. They can't touch them for 5 years after this, so the...
So can they be changed during the Championship season?
The temptation to tinker is there. Now, Peter Keane, the Clare manager, has been saying that for the integrity of the competitions, he says he'll be very annoyed if they come out after the break and there are more changes made. Particularly when we heard about the 20-second rule while it was live on TV. The Derry game was the first time I heard about that 20-second rule, and that's when the Derry goalkeeper had to go behind his post to get the ball back out, and the referee is giving a warning for the 20 seconds. So,
whatever about an inter-county where there's usually somebody behind to throw the ball back to you. Can you imagine in a club match and the goalkeeper has to go herring off to get the ball and bring it back and kick it over in 20 seconds?
Nobody rolling that ball back to them, and there'll be no countdown clock or a hooter at club level for this either. Like, I think it's more than reasonable when the ball is on the tee that you start counting the 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But again, this is a change that happened midstream.
And then how long would some people take to put it on the tee?
Sure, look. Add it on.
Ray Silk, are there too many changes, do you think? Because it's not just that listener who says the fans will love it. There's lots of people who are saying they're loving it to watch. Are you, as a Gaelic football person, loving it to watch?
I prefer it than last year. And if you mentioned it on the show before, Matt, I think it was Cork and Derry. Was that the game was just
Derry was rough as well.
An
OMG moment. So like, it's better than that. And when you watch what Conor Callaghan did, you know, he nearly brought them back into the game. Dublin with two pointers. I do think the two pointers are far better. But I find sometimes at the match, I don't fully understand what's happening. And when I was in Tuam yesterday, when Shane Walsh was talking to Brendan Cawley, I think it was, in the nobody actually knew what was going on. And we're looking at each other saying, what's happening? And that's not a good situation. So I think there's a wee...
Yeah, but is that just a normal growing pain? That if you are going to have significant changes, it doesn't just happen like that everyone knows what they're doing and everyone just can't... That there's going to be teething pains.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a beautiful baby born for the championship. I don't know, but it's the three up. The if you get a black card, you should still keep three up. I think that would be a positive situation. And I do enjoy the goalies coming out to a certain degree, but it's right in the epitaph for some goalies. I can't imagine Stephen Cluxton coming up the field in this new game. You know, there's a lot of goalies that it wouldn't suit tearing up the field like that. Not everyone can be like Ethan Rafferty. Or these guys are Reid from Mayo, really mobile guys. So I think it's a step forward, most definitely. But when you see the likes of Andy McEntee coming out saying a rule was in play today that I, as the interim manager, didn't know about, that is a cause for grave concern.
That was a tap and go in the game against Leash at the weekend, and Andy McAtee was very annoyed after the game on Saturday night.
What happened?
So I think they had changed the signalling for whether you want to actually take a tap and go, and his player, I think, stalled and then went to do his tap and go, and it turned out that he didn't hand the ball back to Leash at that point, and Leash were able to walk it up and take free from basically close range. So it felt like it was almost a 2-point turnover against them, and Andy McEntee was really annoyed, and he said it's only in recent days that they've changed the signalling around it, which again seems crazy that this is happening.
Okay, and Will, you mentioned the wind having a big impact as well, but is it now that a team that is dominant might not win a game, and a team that has played poorly might, through a few almost fluky long shots, win a game?
Maybe. Might be the coin toss. Ray, what do you reckon?
Well, when you see, like Dublin, I think, was it 112 to 3 points or something at half time? Like, and I think it was Jerry Canning said this is hard to believe because we're so used to watching Dublin win 5 in a row and now they're getting absolutely trounced by Armagh. If you've got serious shooters, if you've got serious 2-point shooters, if you only have 2 or 3 of them, like if you had a Maurice Fitzgerald or a Shane Walsh or Ryan O'Donoghue really caught the eye the last day, or Conor Callaghan, all you need is 2 or 3 shooters and you can rack up 10, 12, 14 points. So I do think that is enormously important, but it's a big change, Matt. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not putting on I'm an old middle-aged man, and I suppose I'm older than that now, but it is a fair bit to take in, and the rules are very, very fast. And as someone who I'm coaching the Mike Cullen ladies down here, right, and we don't have those rules in LGFA, fair enough, but it will be an absolute quagmire in club refereeing. And while we're giving out about the referees and the managers are having their say, fair enough, I must say I have a lot of sympathy for the referee who's getting maybe mixed messages. He's been told about 3 up front, he's been told about 20 seconds, he's trying to referee the game. Now, the dissent has gone down a lot, which is a fantastic thing, and long may that continue. But would you put your hand up, Will, to be an inter-county referee with these rules?
No, and I certainly wouldn't touch club, Ray. Whatever about what's happened in inter-county, where you've got a linesman or you've got officials behind who can actually help you out in these situations, they're obviously dipping their toes at the moment with some of the early games in the league across the club competitions in the country. And some players say, look, they're enjoying the arc and all that type of stuff. But I think for referees to try and make calls like the 3 up and so on, it's going to be a nightmare for the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you very much. We will leave it there with you, Ray Silk. Talk to you again soon.
The last word on sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.